Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, of course, as always, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, a little different scenery here in the old podcast studio. Pennywise is gone.
Did you kill him?
No, he's on the other side of the wall. He's just right around the corner. It kept taking up too much room and kept pulling on my shirt, and I just got tired of it. And plus, I got all my nerd books in here. I don't know if you can see them or not.
Yep.
Got all my nerd books. I got my Friday the 13th books. I got my Friday the 13th board game. I got the picture you got me for Christmas, and that was right there.
I know.
I got Chucky and I still can't do the damn point and stuff. I got Chucky and Jason hanging there instead. So it gives me a little more room. I said it was getting too cluttered in here.
So is Pennywise ready for Haley if she ever comes down?
He's plugged in, but I don't have him turned on yet. So all I got to do is flip the switch and he'll be ready to go. But I got power to him. He's ready to go.
Well, I wish I could say my studio, is redone, but you'll never see it because I've always had background.
Yeah, I still got a ways to go. I still got like all this up here above me where I posted before. That's all done. I got like stacks of paper everywhere. I still got to go through and organize. So I'm just trying to, my life's too cluttered in this room here. And I get down here and I get scatterbrained and I don't know where to turn. So I was like, something needs to change. You know, I need to be more organized. It's like I got too much irons in the fire to not be organized.
But you got the New Ohio Wrestling Wrestle Horror banner up there in the corner.
Yeah. I got to represent. I got New Ohio up there. I got, of course, all my Camp Crystal Lake Jason stuff. Yep. I got my Kane Hodder book, too. My Kane Hodder book's over there.
One of these days, I'm expecting you to see a chained-up Kane Hodder in the corner.
Yeah. I dropped the ball, though. He was here in Columbus a week or two ago at a Comic-Con or some kind of convention, and I wasn't able to get out to it.
Perfect opportunity, man.
Yeah, I could have went there and got another choke pick or something, and I wasn't able to make it out there. We had too much crap going on. I was brokenhearted.
Chained him up and dragged him home, put him in the corner.
Right. Well, he might have turned and put me in the corner and chained me up.
Kane is a tough cookie for sure.
Right.
Even at his age.
Yeah.
They kick your ass. So anyway, on this episode of Wrestle Horror, I'm still getting over a cold or something here, so I'm trying to deal with it. Actually, Donnie, we're going to talk about the paranormal, and a lot of this is going to be Donnie talking to me about some upcoming things that are going on in the paranormal world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, I wanted to get on here and talk about it just for the fact of the matter of this weekend. We're going to be at Carnage Haunted House on Saturday night doing a trial run investigation. And we're doing that because you have a crap ton of equipment that we're going to go through and go talk about. And we got to test it out. And the main reason is that I'm a newbie. There's a few newbies that's going to be on joining us for this big Conjuring trip. And, like I said, it's either go big or go home. So my first full-blown real investigation is going to be at the Conjuring House, as everybody well knows. So we're going to test out the equipment at Carnage. You're going to kind of, you and Chris are going to kind of give us a little training because you guys are the paranormal, experts of the group and all that. And you have all the equipment. So, like I said, I just wanted to get on here and talk about it and talk about a little bit more about paranormal investigation and see if I can't learn some stuff while we talk and as well as other people out there.
Well, I got to tell you, Donnie, we've got, you're right, a crap ton of equipment. Currently, I have 6 cases full of different types of things. We have EMF meters, we have non-contact thermometers, we have my pride and joy, a thermal imaging camera, which wasn't cheap. Right. We have multiple night vision cameras. If you count, we've got a DVR system that has 8 cameras, plus I have one GoPro that's full spectrum. I have 2 other GoPros, and I've got 4 camcorders that record a night vision. What else have I got? I've got dowsing rods, which we'll have to teach you how to use.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting equipment. I mean, ultraviolet lights because of one of the cameras. Full spectrum. It uses UV and IR. We've got so many audio recorders.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get EVPs. We've got one super duper audio recorder, my Zoom H8. Uh-huh. Plus, we got pocket recorders that people can record on to get EVP sessions going. We've got motion sensors to, you know, that are set up to not sound but light up when anything crosses in front of it, which could, mm-hmm. Be an evidence of paranormal activity, especially if you got a night vision camera pointed at it. You can see if there's something actually physically there or not.
Uh-huh.
To trigger those. I mean, we've got so much equipment, so much more than I used to have, and it's going to do is help us find out more about the truth, because we actually renamed our team.
Uh-huh.
Previously, we were the Spectral Evidence Research Team, which is a team that I had years and years and years ago. Well, my wife, Chris, and I discussed it, and we said, you know, this new investigations, new beginnings, we came up with a new name, and it's called Truth Paranormal.
Mm-hmm. We'll get the t-shirts made.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. And truth loosely translates into the research and understanding of these hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
It could vary from that a little bit, but that's the bottom line. We're looking for the truth about these things. And, you know, paranormal investigations are a pseudoscience, according to scientists. But let's face facts. There has been lots of different things out there that are happening to people that science can't explain. So why can't paranormal science explain it? And that's why we're going to go out there. That's why we're going to go to Carnage. Because there has been indications of paranormal activity,
mm-hmm.
which is why we're going to check it out. And then Conjuring House, if you've seen the Sleepless Unrest, which is a documentary about the house, or Ghost Adventures 2019, the first episode, Curse of the Harrisville Farmhouse. There's a lot that could go on.
Yeah, I mean, we're in for a treat, I think.
I still think you should wear those diapers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to have them. I ain't going to find them. I'm going to lie. Hear that, or I'm going to take one of somebody's tampon and shove it up the old butthole, cork it. I don't know. I'll figure something out. I'll work with what I got, you know, what's available.
I mean, now, and don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a lot when it comes to the Conjuring House. There's certain protections that have to be followed, mm-hmm. and Chris and I are already working on those to make sure that the team is safe.
Right, for sure.
You know, because I mean, some people may not believe in this, and if you do, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us that do believe in this, we don't want people taking something nasty home.
Right.
Because all it's going to do is cause trouble for the family. And we don't want that. So that's why we've got protections in place. My wife is a psychic. And she's working on this side of it because being a witch as well, she's got stuff lined up for protection.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to watch Chris because she could be overly susceptible to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this whole investigation of the Conjuring House is like a dream come true.
Right.
For us and a lot of people. And I would be very disappointed if I come out with nothing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think that's the case. I mean, between all the cameras and the audio equipment and lighting and Chris and everybody else, I think it's going to prove something, and I just have to find it and present it as much proof as I can.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll rate it instead of a 5-star movie. We'll rate it how many full diapers I have. So if, you know, if we get at least a 4 full diaper adventure, then I think that'll be a success.
4 diapers, huh?
Yeah, but like I said, this weekend at the Carnage, yeah, like you said, there has been sightings. You know, they did catch, because they have, you know, cameras inside the haunt and stuff. And there was a piece of film or footage that they had where it did look like a shadow figure or a figure coming out of one area and then walking right across and going into another area, like into the bar area. And, you know, we've heard numerous stories of people hearing and seeing stuff there. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be a good, you know, like I said, I've been there many nights in the night, during the day, you know, during the night. And, you know, I felt something to where it was something cold and like wind, like brush against the back of my neck. But I honestly didn't think nothing of it, because I didn't know if it was just like a breeze or whatever. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what we can find. And, you know, so what are we looking for exactly? Just, you know, for my purposes and everybody else's. I know we're going to try to capture the apparition or silhouette, whatever it's called, or try to capture that. But I mean, are we also going to be trying to capture like voices and sounds, or what is it we're looking for?
We are looking for any kind of evidence we can find. Voices and sounds, we will do EVP sessions. We will ask questions. We may not hear answers audibly, but they could show up on the recorders later.
Okay.
You know, and as far as video you refer to, I have a copy of that video. I've reviewed it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what got me interested in wanting to come out to Carnage to check it out, because I know you've said people have mentioned things about strange noises in there.
Uh-huh.
Plus the video that I have a copy of, which clearly shows somebody moving in that back area. That's why I want to go out there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I want to capture, if I can capture more, I'd love to capture more. If we can capture voice phenomena, electronic voice phenomena, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. But that's what we're out there to do. We're out there to try to discern and decide what's out there. It could be a residual haunting, which is kind of like, and a residual haunting is like a videotape. It plays on a loop.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, okay, I'm trying to learn, like soak it all in.
A residual haunting, like I said, is like, it's playing on a loop. It's kind of like a movie that never stops. Whereas an active haunting is something you can interact with. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two differences. And it could be one or the other or both. I mean, depending on all the other evidence that's been, you know, subjected to us, because I know there's been other activity there. Is it residual or is it active? I mean, that's the question right there. I mean, based on the video I looked at, it might be residual. However, until we get the equipment in place, we don't know. It could be active. And, you know, a lot of us, that's what we hope for, is an active. But if we can prove a residual haunting, that'll work too.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that we're looking for.
Right. And how do we know where to like start? Because the haunt, Carnage, is a big building. I mean, do we just basically start somewhere, or will there be something that we can use, like a piece of equipment that'll tell us what area is hot and what area is not, or anything?
Well, that's going to depend on the interview we have with Mia.
Okay.
Because I want to get an idea of where activity has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get that, I'm going to draw out I've got grid paper. I'm going to draw out a grid of where we're going to go. But some of the times I could take dowsing rods out there to test rooms as well.
Okay.
Dowsing rods, if you don't know, for people that don't know, are basically two copper rods that are bent at a 90 degree angle. They're held loosely in your hands. And when you're walking through areas, if you find a location that could be paranormal activity, you'll watch those rods will actually cross without any movement from yourself. They will literally just cross on their own. If they cross on their own, that's an indication of possible paranormal activity.
Okay. That'll be cool. I say, if I see them cross, I don't know how I'll react. That might be the first diaper.
Well, we have two pairs of those, so
cool.
Both teams are going to have a pair of them as we're working the building. I don't think we're going to cover the whole building. Obviously, we're going to cover those areas that are hot or that we determine are hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to focus our efforts.
Okay. Now we're going to have two teams. Is that what we're going to do? We split up into two groups or something?
Right. We're going to have at least one person at central command,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be watching all the DVR cameras. We've got a monitor that hooks into the DVR and it'll show eight cameras. Now it's the responsibility of that person, if they see anything on one of those cameras, to let one of us know.
Okay.
But then we're going to go out into two teams. One team's going to cover part of the haunt. The other team's going to cover the other part of the haunt. And we're going to have cameras set up, but we're going to do EVP sessions. We're going to check thermal temperatures. We're going to use the thermal camera, because if you go into a location and you feel a radical temperature drop, that's usually indication of some kind of spirit trying to manifest. Because when they try to manifest, the room gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have the thermal camera, we'll be able to pick it up. If we have an infrared thermometer, we'll be able to pick it up. If a temperature drops by more than 20 degrees, that's a good indication.
Yeah. Now, what does manifest mean? Does that mean they're trying to show themselves or communicate?
Yes, they are trying to show themselves.
Okay.
It takes a lot of energy for them to manifest.
Okay, gotcha.
And it could even be to where they drain batteries that we have. That's why we have to bring backups.
Right.
But if they try to manifest, the first indication is cold.
Okay.
And then electrical stuff going out. Those two things usually indicate some form of manifestation.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I do want to know, because of how I am, I'm a, you know, a prankster and a jokester, and I like to goof off and have fun. I know in wrestling, there's, you know, like the wrestler's code, where there's things you should do, shouldn't do. Being that I'm like the jokester, goofy ball, you know, goofball that I am, is there things I shouldn't do? Like if I'm in a room, if I start like being goofy or whatever, would that ruin stuff or cause them not to come or piss them off? Or
it depends on what you do. Try to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not getting any reaction with serious, you can try goofy. But the only thing I don't recommend you do is try to antagonize.
Right. So don't heal up on them any. Don't let shank out.
If you do that, you're going to get more than you want, because the very first episode that Zach Bagans ever did for Ghost Adventures was at Bobby Mackey's down in Wilder, Kentucky. And I have investigated that place. Mm. We'll do it sometime, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
But when I did, or when he did, he was antagonizing the spirits and ended up with three huge claw marks on his back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't piss off the spirits.
Right. So, yeah, just be goofy, but not offensive to them.
Correct. Do not be offensive.
Well, that's good to know, because you know how I get sometimes.
Ew, and goofy's okay. But do not be offensive. It's for your protection more than
that. All right. That's cool to know. And then, which, you know, like I said, you know, you just brought up a good example with that story of, you know, stuff we shouldn't do, like antagonize and all that and instigate. What are other dangers besides, you know, like he got the claw marks? What are other dangers that you could get with paranormal investigating if you're not safe and you're not protected with like silver or whatever?
Well, first thing of all, do not use a spirit board or a Ouija board.
Right.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's just opening a can of worms you don't want to do. Beyond that, try not to be afraid. And that's a hard thing to do, but evil type entities will glom onto the fear.
Mm-hmm.
So focus past the fear.
All right. If you're like super scared, then they can like attach themselves to you and stuff. Is that what you're saying?
It's possible.
Oh, okay.
It's not common, but
it's not out of the question.
It's not out of the question. And you know, we've got protections in place, but better safe than sorry. Try not to be afraid. Try to look at it objectively. And I know that's hard, especially for new people. So I know there's going to be some form of fear going into this, even for myself and Chris, because we've never been there.
Right.
But we got to try to conquer that and focus past it.
Okay.
Just remember, you got your diaper. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Right. I'm good. I just let it go and keep going.
I just want everybody in the team to be safe, because this could go sideways because of some of the entities that are there.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is I shouldn't get a life-size cardboard cutout of Boogeyman and put it in one of the rooms for Shauna when she walks in?
I think you should.
he's like, yeah, that'd be all right.
Fine.
That's funny.
That would be funny. She would kill us both.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she would.
But it'd be worth it.
There's a lot of weapons in that haunt too, so Well,
that's there. We're not yeah. This is gonna be different.
Oh yeah. Now doing like paranormal investigations, is there a certain structure, like step A, step B, step B, or step C? You know, is there a certain routine that you do, or do we just, you know, say, here's some activity, let's take these in here and see what we can find?
No, there is a structure to it. I mean, first and foremost, we've got to pack in and get set up, and that's going to take the most time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to keep it under 2 hours to set up, and we may be able to, but once we pack in and set up, then we all have a powwow. You guys get your notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And we discern the teams and what locations they're going to check after all the equipment's set up.
Okay.
At that point, it depends on what your team leader wants to do. You could go into a room and do an EVP session, or you could go into a room and do the spirit, you know, the balls I was telling you about, the get those lit up, or this motion sensors. Now cameras are going to be on those, but you know, you're going to try to talk to the spirits, be respectful.
Right.
And listen to your EV, and you know, EVPs should be going most of the time, your recorders. And then we're just going to, we're going to work the rooms from there. We're going to keep an eye on Central, see what they see while we're out there. If nothing's happening, we might switch things up and, you know, move the teams around. But there's going to be a lot of sitting around and doing nothing but talking or listening.
Right. And then like on the TV shows, if we feel or something, we describe it or tell everybody or whatever.
Yeah, describe it. And if you feel uncomfortable, if there's something that that just like grabs a hold of you, like some I've seen some of these shows do, and you're not comfortable being there, step out. Do not be afraid to step out.
Mm-hmm.
Come to either me or Chris and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I need to get out of here. There's shame in that.
Right.
Whatsoever. If you're not feeling comfortable, you're feeling nauseous, get out of the area, because it's a sign of what could be oppression, which is the first step before possession.
Okay.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Cool. And speaking of, you know, that can lead to another question. What other self-defense things there is? I know there's this have silver on you. You know, you're saying don't antagonize.
Right. You know, if you're Christian or Catholic, the Lord's Prayer helps.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not Christian or Catholic, whatever your belief will help. Whatever prayers your belief will help.
Okay. Like literally reciting it out loud while you're in there? And
yes, if that it definitely recite it out loud.
Okay.
Oppression is more common than possession, but when you feel oppression, you're going to feel anger, you're going to feel nausea, you're going to feel some strange things, and that's when you want to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's an indication of oppression. And then next thing you know, you're in full possession. And at that point in time, I got to find a priest.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm not an exorcist.
Right. And that's another good thing. Like with the, you know, just kind of, I don't know, we just talking about that. The movie Poltergeist popped into my head. Like, we're not going in to try to cleanse the area. We're just going in to see if there's something there. Right.
We are going in there to get evidence and nothing more.
Okay. That's what I thought. I didn't think we were, but it popped into my head when you was talking about that.
No. Cleansing that house, I don't think is possible.
Done wasted effort, huh?
Yeah. And tell you what, you want to see, I mean, creepier, watch Zach Bacon's Demon House.
Mm-hmm.
It's a house he bought in Indiana that he tore down because it was so bad.
Oh, really?
Yes. It messed up his eyes.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. We could do without that happening.
Yeah, he's got to wear like prism type glasses now to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if you do have something like how you say they attach themselves to you, or if you have attachments or whatever, what steps do you take to, I mean, not prevent them, but like remove them? Like if something, you know, because you said wear silver or something could attach itself to you and, you know, you could take it home with you. I remember you telling me that a long time ago. So what would be some things, like if you know, remove attachments and stuff?
It depends on the strength of the spirit.
Okay.
If it's a minor spirit, Chris and I can probably get rid of it. If it's an evil, demonic type spirit, we might have to go to the church.
Okay.
But if it attaches itself to you, it's pretty much going to oppress you.
All right.
So you'll know that if you have this feeling of depression and something weighing down on you, that could be indication of a malevolent spirit. But with the protection plans we have in place, hopefully this won't be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm expecting it to go smooth as it can, I guess. Yeah. Is there other boundaries that we need to know about? Or, you know, like I said, you said don't instigate and, you know, just certain, is there certain like no-nos that we need to avoid?
Other than spirit boards, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay.
Spirit boards or Ouija boards are an avenue for opening portals that people can't close.
Right. And then anything can come through.
Correct. So it's best not to attempt even a homemade one. Don't do it. You're inviting trouble.
Okay. Well, so I'm trying to think. I'm going through my notes here to see if there's anything else I wanted to ask. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to it for sure.
Oh, I am too. I'm looking forward to doing this test run with the equipment and everything.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be informative. And hopefully we'll get some evidence, because I don't sense any malevolence there.
Yeah.
But Chris will be better equipped to feel what's going on in there than myself. I'm more of the hard science guy. That's why I do all the tech and everything. I want proof.
Right. Goes back to the hopeful skeptic.
Yep, that's me.
Yep. I was looking through my notes here, and I did have a couple of things. We talked about assessing a haunting, which, you know, we said we had to talk to Mia about and get the background story and all that. Right. And then I had first contact. Like, what would be our first contact, and how does that go? Like, how do we get the ball rolling? Once we get all the equipment set up, we're all whatever we have on us, we got on us.
Okay. Are you talking about Mia, or are you talking about Conjuring House?
Just Carnage, like anything. Like, what would be the first contact? What was the first thing that we would be doing?
First thing that would be done, even before we're done set up, is an interview with Mia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's to assess it and all that?
That and her signing and filling out paperwork as far as, you know, the typical legal mumbo-jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not responsible, they're not responsible.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, certain things when issues were around, questions like, were you under the influence, or how many people were there, or where did you see it? Just to give us a better idea of what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, like I was saying, we were saying, there are steps we take. Like there's a system for investigating. What would be the first thing we do after we talk to Mia and we get a game plan together? Do we just like get all of our stuff on and just go to the certain rooms and start talking, or is that what? Okay.
We're going to start central up first, get all the cameras going, make sure the person at central is okay. Excuse me. And then we'd split into our separate teams and go to the assigned areas, not necessarily room, but areas, and start talking, start trying to get EVPs, looking around the rooms, just making general questions out there to see if we get any response. And then sitting around and listening and asking. That's both areas. And we'll probably switch it up about halfway through so that we get full coverage. Plus, we got to monitor and change Like, for example, one of the night vision cameras, we have to change the tape every 60 minutes.
Right.
GoPros and DVR and DV or camcorders, we might have to switch out batteries or memory cards on those. Those are things that tech has to do that you know, we have to do on a regular basis. I'm going to set timers on my watch so that we can get all that shit changed in a timely fashion. But a lot's going to depend on our cameras and what they pick up.
Okay.
And hopefully whatever audio we can pick up. And if there's something physical, if you guys see something, we definitely want to know about it.
Right, for sure.
I mean, I don't care if you have to scream about it. I just saw a full-bodied apparition. I want to know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or a half-bodied apparition or something that looks like it goes floating in front of your fucking face. I don't know.
Like Slimer just came by.
Right. If there's something out of the ordinary, I want to know about it.
Right. Now, is there different types of energy? Like, I know there's good spirits, bad spirits, and there's orbs, and there's, you know, this and that. But, I mean, is there a different kind of, like, different types of energy? Like, I know you can feel cold, you can feel hot, you know, you can feel emotion, that type of thing.
You can feel your arm, the hairs on your arm rising.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is subjective. I mean, usually spirits draw a lot of energy, which creates, you know, hair on your arms raising and kind of static electricity type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you can expect if they're drawing a lot of energy.
Okay. So it'd just be like if you get, you know, if you got, like you said, a static electricity, like a toboggan or something, and your hair stands up, like that kind of thing.
Right.
All right. Now, I heard a question, because I'm going to be, like I said, I'm going to be there for hunt season. Right. So is there, like, what are the odds or the chances of, like, us going there and trying to reach out to something at Carnage? And then, you know, we making contact or something actually happening. And then when I go back for hunt season, is it going to remember me? Like, hey, I remember that bastard. You know what I mean? And start messing with me when I'm trying to hunt and stuff.
Well, that's going to be subjective on to whether or not it's a residual or an active haunting.
Okay.
If it's an active haunting, it's possible he could remember you, or he or she could remember you.
Yeah.
In which case you could say, hey, you know, let's just chill out and let's try to scare some people together. And, you know, if it's a friendly spirit, they could get out there with you, and people would freak out over a real ghost that they didn't realize was a real ghost.
Right. They're like, that was pretty good holographic stuff. All right. I say that's good stuff to know.
Okay.
I mean, I'll have big old Superman Onyx with me this haunt season. So, but he'll be more scared than I would if something does happen. He'll be gone. I can see that already.
Onyx, that tickles me. I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley and he's afraid of a ghost.
No, he gets a high pitched squeal when a bug lands on him. And we're working out or something, we got the door open, if like a bug lands on him, he like freaks out. It's hilarious. But yeah, like everybody teases him about it. But
come on, Onyx.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like I said, I think I went through my list of topics and stuff. I was just kind of wanting to get on here and talk a little paranormal. We've never really like talked about the whole show. I mean, we always brought up The Conjuring there for a spell, like, you know, that we were going, but we never really like talked about what the, you know, what to expect and what, you know, things to do and this and that. So I thought it'd be an interesting topic.
Yeah. And definitely when we do go to The Conjuring House, if we have some sort of Wi-Fi or good cell signal, we will be doing Facebook Live videos throughout the night.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely going to try to get some with Carnage this weekend. So yeah, you'll probably see some notifications coming up that we're there. So yeah, so hopefully Conjuring too. I mean, if they don't have Wi-Fi, I have that hotspot. I'll take the hotspot with us and see if we can't get that to work.
Well, that all depends on what the cell signal is out there too.
Yeah, that's true too.
Because, like, you remember Backwoods Oddities, that failed.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't work out too well.
But hopefully, I mean, there's 16 miles from where we're staying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another 20 miles to Providence. So hopefully there's some kind of cell tower activity out there.
All right. Yeah, you would think by now at this point.
So that we can get some video out to you guys. And hey, if we can get some video out there with some kind of shit going on, we would love to post it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and something you just told me off air that I didn't know that kind of has me, you know, kind of a little more interested is that, you know, you said that the owners of the Conjuring House, when we booked our investigation, have sold to new owners, and the new owners have agreed to keep the bookings for 2022.
Right.
But we don't know if they're going to continue on to 2023. So we're going in September. We could possibly be one of the last people to investigate the Conjuring House.
Very correct. You are.
So that's kind of exciting, really.
Because I'm afraid that the new owners might develop the land.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said, that'd be exciting, you know, and that we were, you know, because you'd still have October, November, December, but still we'd be like some of the last few, you know.
Exactly. And if that's the case, then I will go over that evidence with a fine tooth comb three times.
Right.
But yeah, that's, you know, people have heard me mention the Conjuring House for over a year now. Well, it's getting close.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
It's only, this is June. What's today?
The 7th, 6th, Monday the 6th. So, yeah.
And September the 9th, we're going to be in that house investigating.
Yeah, so July, August, September, we're 3 months away.
Right. And we're going to be Facebook Live if we can, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
It's going to be interesting, and we hope to get you guys some great information and some positive, proof positive videos is what we're going for.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
So that's our goal on this one around. I've got a couple others possibly lined up down the road, but this is our first.
Oh, yeah.
Our first big one.
Yeah, I'm sure if I get through the Conjuring House, all the other ones won't. I'll be like, oh, this ain't nothing.
Well, we're looking at Waverly Hills Sanatorium and Moundsville West Virginia State Penitentiary.
Nice.
I've been to both. I've been to Moundsville twice. And it never fails to disappoint.
That's good, then. Yeah, definitely want to do that.
Yep, and that's just it's on the east, just across the river from Ohio on the east side. and then Waverly Hills is down in Louisville, Kentucky.
Cool.
It's a little more pricey than the Conjuring House, but depends on how many people you have.
Right. Yep. The cheaper it gets per person.
You got 10 people, it's only $100 a person.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all.
Nope. And that's for an overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some I know some shit at that place, trust me. So yeah, that's Paranormal 101 for tonight, I guess.
Yeah, cool. Like I said, I definitely learned something. Hopefully it was interesting for all the people out there.
I hope so. If not, they can just call me a crackpot. I don't care.
Right. I probably calls both of them because I'm going to. I'm right in it.
It's like, hey, if you don't believe, fine.
Mm-hmm. If
you're an asshole about it, fuck you. Can't put it any simpler than that.
Yep, there you go.
If you're a pure scientist, you have no business listening to this.
Right.
But if you're interested in the paranormal, stay tuned.
Yep. We got some stuff coming, hopefully.
All right. If that's it.
Yeah, I think we can take it home from here. So I asked all my questions that I was curious about to get ready for this weekend. So, you know, we'll have some updates on this weekend for sure.
Cool. I'm Meat Hook Jim along with Donnie Hoover, and we will see you next week.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.